Bill, before you drive off back to your beloved borders and a tin of hoik ball, a walk over the glen with your wife, I must ask you about the state of rugby. It seems not to be very healthy. The Australians really showed everybody how to play, didn't they?
Yes, you're absolutely right. I wish we could at least try to emulate them. Naturally, a lot of people say, well, in this country we don't get the same kind of weather and we have to play in the wet a lot and so on, and that's absolutely true. But I must say they showed us so many lessons that if we don't take some of them to help to improve our game, our game might go backwards, and that would be a great sadness. Unfortunately, this overpowering desire to win, rather than to enjoy it and to sort of entertain people, if you like, that, I think, is the thing that we've got to be very, very careful about.
It's not necessarily the fault of professionalism, is it? I mean, it's something to do with striving for perfection.
Oh, yes. I think there's a lot of money involved. I mean, even in rugby football, an amateur game, a lot of the unions are overplaying players simply in order to make big gates. I'm quite convinced of that. We have far too many tours. I'm quite convinced that the top players are being overburdened. They are having to sacrifice great things domestically, and I think also in work to some extent, in order to survive and to stay upside. And to be honest, that was never what rugby was meant to be. In my day, you trained on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you played on Saturdays, and that was it. The rest of the time you was your own. Now it's almost a 6 to a 7 day a week just keeping up sides with everybody, and that saddens me. And so I hope that we can ease the strain on players, and I hope that money doesn't come too much into it, that we've all got to have cash to keep our grounds and all the rest of it. But I think that I would like to feel that rugby union will still remain a purely amateur game, because the game I knew was a joy to play in and a joy to watch.
There's a great story, isn't there, about that? I'm sure it couldn't happen today, but weren't the Scottish administrators some years ago so anxious that their players shouldn't be tainted by professionalism that the late Jock Weems, didn't they refuse to let him have a second pair of socks or something?
Oh, that was a lovely story told by Jock, and it was very true as well. He'd played for Scotland before the war, and he was picked for an international immediately after it. And when he arrived at the ground, of course, he went to see the secretary and said, could I have my jersey, please? And the secretary said, certainly not. You got one before the war.
Didn't he have to paint some socks on it?
Yes.
Black and white socks.
Absolutely true.